Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Ruveya Wanda, a yoga teacher, a visionary, and a mystic. Together, we explore our highest embodiment in this human feminine form. Welcome back to our room, our space. This is your safe space to learn human feminine highest embodiment. So in this podcast, we discuss self-development, spirituality, feminine sacredness, divine feminine embodiment, and women's empowerment. Welcome to your space, babe. So in this episode, let me share with you all my takeaways, my learnings, and experiences from a recent yoga retreat that I attended last weekend. So I do apologize for missing an episode last week. I am in this retreat mode last week and I wasn't able to publish any episode. But anyhow, I'm here to share with you a wonderful experience. So let's start. Let's start with what is a yoga retreat. So this is my second yoga retreat, aside from yoga teacher training back in 2019. And basically, it's just a retreat centered around yoga. You are going in a place to do yoga at least once or twice a day. It's a yoga-centered retreat wherein you are attending most of the classes from space holders, from the teachers, and from the facilitators. So in this retreat, my teacher at the Blue House Wellness Studio where I practice yoga here in Vegan is Teacher Joanna with her partner, Mallet. They are both, I can say, a space holder. I didn't know what space holder meant, but now I understand. It's totally different from yoga teaching. It's totally different from facilitating yoga teacher training. They are two people who opens a circle that gave you a sacred space for you to be your true authentic self, wherein sharing your vulnerable self is so safe and sacred regardless who the people are in that circle. And they have this essence of leadership. And it fascinates me how they are facilitating this. How the effort and the energy that they give to this kind of retreats, to this kind of circles, and I want to just appreciate their energy. It's not easy. I can say that it's a job that they do, but it feels like for them it's a play, which is the goal. If your job is a play, what else would you be looking for other than that in this life? And I look up to them. They inspire me truly in facilitating this retreat. As someone who wants to facilitate retreat in the future, I look up to them as a teacher. I look up to them as a role model to be the person I'm becoming, and they inspire me a lot, and I see it through this retreat. This is just one retreat, and I learn a lot from them, from experience, and for myself. Now I want to start by sharing what are the best experiences that I learned from this retreat. So first, I want to start with good food. Who doesn't love a good food with this kind of retreat. So this is a three-day retreat, 2 nights, 3 days. We started touring around Ilocos Norte, which is just a nearby province from my place, Ilocos Sur. It's like a partner. They're northern, and these are just one of the closest province from my place. We tour around that place, and the resort is not easily accessible. It's like out of nowhere. It is something that is a long drive, which is, at first, to be honest, I was telling with my seatmate at the coaster, that Nikki, that people rarely go to this place, though it's beautiful because it's a long drive and there's nothing in between. It's simply a long drive, to be honest. But then when we get to that place, it's worth it. It's worth it in the sense that it feels like an isolated island when you get there. The energy is different. The beach is different. It's suitable for surfing. And the resort feels so homey. In the kitchen, it feels like your mom's best kitchen. I believe that the food that has been served, it's delicious, it's yummy, it's whole food. They serve mostly fish, and mushroom is everywhere. Like, we keep guessing where the mushroom will appear on our next meal. I think it's one of the best part because we get to share food with other participants and we get to have interesting conversation over that food. It started with how good it is, which is it really is. We really commend the kitchen, the chef of that place. It's Ikani Surf Resort in Pagudpud, Ilocos Norte. If you're curious about it, if you want to explore the northern part of the Philippines, I highly recommend it myself. It's less crowded than La Union, which is so famous for surfing. It's less crowded. It's a different energy. And you must check it out. So, number two, aside from the food experience, is it's beautiful to attend something when you know that all of the participants are joining for the yoga, for the experience. It's beautiful to attend something with people that you have shared something with, a passion. We all love yoga, most of us. And there are participants who are first time in yoga, which is exploration for them, a learning experience. They love it. And for the people who are already practicing yoga, the essence is different. The energy is different. This is a shared experience. And after each practice, we get to experience how do we feel. It's easily translated into words. We can easily communicate our experiences, honest experiences, to be honest. One of my profound experience during the retreat was our sound healing during our first night. I'm not sure if I'm just tired the entire day, that I have this profound experience of my body shaking at some frequency of the bowls, of the sound healing bowls. I rarely experience that deep and crazy sensation in my body. And sitting there I mean, lying there with those kind of frequency, it freaks me out. And it challenges my stillness. But then I, on the other side of that, I remain still, lying down. Though at some point I want to sit down and leave because my body just feels so weird. So it gave me that realization to myself that I can sit stillness. I can be in stillness regardless of the discomfort. And it's good to know it about myself. For the past few months, sitting in stillness is really a challenge. And I keep battling on my head about it. That stay for more, few seconds, stay for some few minutes. But with that discomfort, I was able to sit in stillness. And I count this as a win. I count it as a win for myself. Next lesson that I learned is that it feels like every conversation with the participants is a deep conversation. I am so looking for some deep conversations in my life this past few days. I used to have it every day with my roommate abroad. She is just amazing. And every night we used to have like a simple sharing of our day turned to be that deep conversation which my soul is longing for. And this weekend, it feels like I do have with every conversations I have with every participants. They are just amazing and sharing energies from people who work from different parts of the Philippines, getting to know new people. It's just so fresh for me, to be honest. It feels so fresh for me because this past few days, this past few months, to be honest, working at home, working from home, sometimes it can be a bit lonely. That is one of my takeaways. That is one of the differences that I see working physically in the office and working from home alone in front of your laptop. So during the retreat, it feels like connecting with other people feels like a deep conversation for me. Though the conversation, it's just simply, hi, hello, what do you do? What did you enjoy the most? How do you like the food? The sharing experience, especially during our opening and closing circles, let me breathe. Because who I am during our opening circle and who am I on the closing circle is different. We are, during the closing circle, we are, okay, let's start with, during the opening circle, which is setting intention, our expectations, and all that. And during the closing circle is the reflections and the lesson learned and who we become after the 3 days. And oh God, it's just amazing. And we do some card pool during those circles. You know what's funny thing is, during those circles, Joanna, one of our teachers, put the card on the seat. And to whatever seat you're drawn to, it's always related. It's always related to who and what your intention is, what you're working on, going on this retreat. It's just funny how you are energetically attracted into something, into a space. I will share my card on the later part of this episode. And lastly, yoga feels different when sharing it with other souls. Energetically, it's different. I think for me, it's more powerful since you get to absorb those good energies that everybody is just releasing from their body, from their breath, especially that Ashtanga morning with Joanna and Nikki with her teacher Aki. We are just joining her with her morning yoga Ashtanga practice, which is optional, but I never regret waking up 5 in the morning to do Ashtanga. It's been a long time since I practiced Ashtanga. It's been my personal practice for the longest time in my yoga practice, personally. And it feels different, again, to share it with someone versus me practicing it alone. I love it. I like the energy. And it makes me feel that the journey is alone with yourself, but with others. It is something that I would encourage everybody to do. Do one practice alone and do it with other people and see how your energy respond, how your body respond, and how emotionally you will feel. There are poses that I haven't get through yet fully, but it's humbling experience for me as a Ashtanga practitioner to be where am I at in this practice. Tiny little bit of progress is something that is difficult to see. It's a kind of practice that you could really see your progress over time, but you cannot see it easily. You will just realize one day that, oh, I'm here. I am here in this level of this pose. And it's a challenging kind of yoga, but it's one of the best for me personally. Now, I want to move to the learnings that I do realize with myself. Because I have this different learning experience externally, and now this is my learnings internally. So let me start with how I enjoy morning, how I enjoy connecting with nature and being alone with myself first thing in the morning. Though how tired I am a day before, going into day two, I woke up past 5 a.m. Though I want to stay in bed more, but my body and soul is just longing to be out in nature and enjoy. And what a surprising gift. This is the best gift I had that morning. To witness the sun rise right in front of the ocean where the resort is located. What a beautiful gift from nature. Rarely do I witness sunrise from the ocean. Normally, it's from the mountain. And it was beautiful. I always said that sunrise is much more special than sunset, because sunrise, you have to put an effort to wake up early and to witness it. Sunset, it's just easy. You are normally awake at sunset time, you just have to make an effort to go to where the sunset is located beautifully, like in the ocean. But for sunrise, you need more effort to do it. You need to wake up. You need to wake up first than other people normally. You get to witness it. I just have this profound experience when I was there that it's my first time to witness it in the ocean. It's beautiful. And I get to connect with nature. I have this hot girl walk in the morning. I walk by the ocean, exploring other resorts there. And just looking around the area, how beautiful that corner of the earth is. It's unexplored. It's new to me, to be honest. I think I've been there like 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But now the energy is different. There is windmill just not far away. You can just see that from the view. And it feels like I'm not in the Philippines. It feels like I'm in Hawaii. Another lesson that I learned is that yoga teaching has a different perspective to it. I have this interesting conversation with Mallet and Joan about it, about some type of yoga that is so personal of you, that is not meant to be taught, that is not meant to be shared. I don't think it's not a selfish decision to do it, because it's so personal of you and it's something that you truly connect with. Maybe not all yoga teachers relate to this, but it gave me a different eye. It gave me a different perspective. And that flexibility, which I thought I cannot go into it when I graduated. It feels like I'm locked into a certain practice, to practice with myself, to teach with my students. Or just maybe I'm just being hard on myself teaching at that point. But having this interesting conversations with them gave me a different light. It gave me a different light as a teacher. And just listening and absorbing their perspective about it gave me a different set of inspiration when it comes to my yoga practice and my yoga teaching. That gave me internal reflection of how I'm being hard on myself as a teacher back then when I was teaching. It gave me that openness to learning deeper, more about the practice, something that my soul is longing for. And that connects me with the first card that I got during our opening circle. I wasn't able to take a photo of the card, but it says there that I am the missing piece of what I'm looking for in the universe. These are the exact words, but I set an intention going there to connect, to learn more about myself, and to find clarity with what I really want to do in this life. My purpose, something that I'm questioning myself 10 years ago. Something that I'm asking myself 10 years ago, I should say. And it made me realize that maybe I am just the person blocking myself. I am just the person holding myself back. And I have this realization that what if I go all in? what if I stop questioning myself? What if I am just the missing piece of the puzzle that this universe gave me to create? And then the second card that I got during one of our classes in the evening is that direction. That may God guide me to the direction that I'm going, and may He stop me if I got the wrong direction. And that card didn't resonate with me until I got the third one. The third one is, I am a light worker in disguise, and I can just be me. That card just answers the confusion that I am questioning with myself. It gave me that clarity. I'm denying myself as a light worker, and I am. It always leads me back to being a light worker. Being a nurse is a light worker myself, as being a light worker itself. And though I cannot see my future again back wearing scrub suit or wearing that white uniform and a white cap as a nurse, it led me here. That journey of being a nurse professionally, it led me here to be still in this healing space. I am meant to be in this healing space. I am always drawn back to this. The universe always, always lead me back into wellness space. And it keeps giving me right people to connect with when I think I'm losing that light. So might as well embrace who I am. Might as well embody the light worker that I'm meant to be. Maybe this is the answer that I'm asked. This is the answer of the question. What is my purpose in this life? What is my dharma in this life? And that is being a light worker myself. I didn't cross path with a yoga teacher 8 years ago to inspire me to be one. If I'm not meant to be one, it sparks my interest. It sparks my curiosity back then. It sparks my soul back then. And I even went abroad for that. I even went abroad with the intention of saving up for that teacher training. And why am I deeming it now? Why am I deeming it now that it's not something, it's not, I didn't do the teacher training just to prove something for myself. It sparked something in my soul because there's something there that is meant to grow inside me. Because just one of my purpose in this life is to be this light worker. And I hope that this podcast gives you, I hope that this podcast is giving you some light. It's giving you some fire within you. Some lesson that you should learn. Some wisdom that you need to hear. Some tough love that you need at this season of your life, at this moment of your life when you're listening to me. I would highly appreciate if you would shoot me a DM if you learned something. I know this is not a dopamine hit. This is not a dopamine hit. I just would need to... This episode will reach you if you really need it. Maybe you would be so kind to share it with a friend who needs to hear some of the wisdom down here. I know some rambling is happening on these episodes, but I do appreciate you of you get this far in this episode. I know that there is a lot of realizations that I learn externally and internally with this retreat. This will not be my last yoga retreat. And yeah, I hope that you're looking forward also for in attending a retreat with yourself. It may not be yoga or something that you're passionate about. I encourage you to do this, to connect with yourself more, to find clarity, or to just simply have fun. Because one of the reasons why I joined this yoga, because it's surf and yoga retreat, and I like surfing. I want to enter a surfing era. So one thing that encouraged me to attend this is the surfing itself and the yoga, of course. This is from the Blue Circle Retreat, founded by Juana Medina, my teacher at the Blue House Wellness, a yoga studio here in Vegan City. If ever you are here visiting, might as well drop a studio. It's a safe space for everybody. She is Tiny Blue Girl Yoga on Instagram and her fellow space holder at Global Mallet. Check those two teachers out. They're so inspiring. And there's something there that might spark your interest in attending this kind of retreat. And I do encourage you to embark on this kind of journey. It's short, fun, reflective, meditative, vulnerable, and all that. It's a food for the soul, for the mind, for the body, and for the spirit. That is it for my learnings, experiences, reflections on this amazing surf and yoga retreat that I went on last weekend. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much if you get this far in this episode. I love you all, and I hope that you're living your life with magic and wonderful surprises. Thank you so much for joining me, and see you again on the next episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.